I'm Jeb Sharp. This is The World. In a moment, we take you to the World Harp Festival. But first, we have another treat. Our GeoQuiz told you about the biggest plate of hummus ever made. Fadi Aboud is president of the Association of Lebanese Industrialists. Mr. Aboud, you were on hand this weekend along with 300 chefs to attempt to set the world record for hummus. How'd it go?
Perfectly, actually. We had 300 chefs working with us. We first broke the world record for the largest hummus plate, and they started the mixing procedure, and we ended up with more than 2,556 kilos of hummus.
Which is 2.5 tons, yeah?
Yeah, 2.5 metric tons.
I have to say, I've seen some of the pictures, and it is swimming pool size, and the mixing spoons almost look like paddles. It looks like paddling in a sea of hummus.
That's exactly true.
Why do this? What's the point?
To be honest, you know, a lot of people around the world are claiming Lebanese specialties as theirs. A lot of hummus is being produced in Israel now, and Israel refers to the hummus as a traditional Israeli dish. To be totally honest, we find this unacceptable. You know, we feel that hummus is very much Lebanese. We feel that mother and the father of hummus. We've been doing hummus with the tahina paste for hundreds of years. The first can of hummus ever produced anywhere in the world was in Lebanon back in the 50s. So we think the name belongs to us. The recipe belongs to us. We've been doing it for a long, long time. Certainly, hummus does not like stop if you go outside the Lebanese borders into, say, I don't know, Syria, Jordan, Palestine. It is a Levant dish, but the Lebanese were the first to produce commercially hummus, exported all over the world. We created the name hummus with tahina, hummus with tahina in Arabic, and we feel that hummus belongs to us and to nobody else, to be honest.
You certainly feel strongly about this. It sounds a little dicey mixing up politics and cooking, I must say. Let's first be clear about the answer to our geo quiz. It's Lebanon, the place where you believe hummus originated. Now, I detect that you might not like to be teased about this. I mean, what if I said, who cares?
No, it's not just about, you know, nationalistic feelings. It's about cents and dollars at the end. You know, the market for hummus worldwide now is somewhere in the region of $1 billion. So, you know, it's not just like, I mean, we care because we want to make sure that, you know, we have the lion's share of the world market in hummus. Now, if they want to call it something else, you know, we're happy. We want to make sure if it is called hummus, it should be made in Lebanon. Exactly. If feta is called feta, it should be made in Greece.
Got it. How did the batch you made this weekend taste?
As you can imagine, you know, when 300 chefs, even though they're using like the same recipe, and it was a bit hot, you know, in Beirut, but everybody enjoyed it and we thought it was great.
Fadi Aboud is president of the Association of Lebanese Industrialists. Thanks for talking to us about hummus and good luck with it all.
Thank you very much indeed.
And we've got photos. There's more hummus than you can possibly imagine at theworld.org.